This is the chapel service for March 21st, 1985. This is the Spring Conference Chapel Service. The speaker is Dr. Lloyd Elder, President of the Sunday School Board.
Let us pray together. God of love and God of peace, we are gathered here to worship you just as we are, knowing that we may never be fully who we are without your holy presence in our lives. In the words that are sung, spoken, and proclaimed here this morning, may we hear your word. Amen.
Before reading our responsive reading, I would like to say a special welcome to each of you this morning, especially to those groups who are with us this week on this campus, those of you who are from the Sunday School Board, the resource people, who have been working with the Spring Conference throughout the week. Those of you who are students who have not met these people may do so today if you go by Mackey Hall. They have lots of free materials and refreshments will be there for you. Also this week, we have the Conference on Educational Ministry. We welcome those of you who are participating in that also, and also from the Brotherhood Commission. Let us now read responsively our responsive reading. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live.
Gracious is the Lord, and my life. Yea, our God is merciful.
What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me?
I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord.
I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows unto the Lord, now in the presence of all his people, if the Lord of the Lord of my house, if the minister of the people of Jerusalem.
Praise ye the Lord.
In worship today, we're going to be led by a second comer to our campus. Dr. Lloyd Elder was here a year ago. This is his trip back to get better acquainted. We are delighted that he and colleagues from the Sunday School Board who work along with him are here today to share with us in many, many respects their life and their work. No one is more critically and crucially placed to affect what will be happening in the church you will be called to serve in the next generation than Lloyd Elder. So much goes on through the auspices of our Sunday School Board, so much of the publication, so much of the literature production, so much of the editorial policy making and procedure matters that he is a person you will want to get to know better, because surely you will be corresponding with him, if nothing more. So I hope you have a chance to visit with him and to enjoy the dialogue sessions that are planned with him later today. Dr. Elder is from Dallas, Texas, wherever that is, born there in the usual way, however that is, and went to school near Dallas in Carrollton, Texas. He got a BA degree from Howard Payne University and an MDiv degree from Southwestern, and earned in 1966 his Doctor of Theology degree from Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. He has an honorary degree from Baptist College, Dallas Baptist College, receiving the DD there in 1983. He and Sue have two daughters plus one daughter deceased. Their daughter Donna is in Fort Worth, where her husband is enrolled at Southwestern Seminary, and their son Philip is in Nashville with them at home while working there in that city. Dr. Elder has been a pastor of four churches since his student days, all four of them in Texas, one in Princeton, one in Holland, one at College Station, where Texas A&M is located, and one at the Gambrill Street Baptist Church in Fort Worth. During those periods of years, he was very actively involved in the work of the Executive Committee and the Executive Board of Texas Baptists. He served the Texas Executive Board for 2 years as its chair, and from that post was employed to be the assistant to the Executive Director of the Executive Board of the Baptist General Convention of Texas for the years 75 through 1978. In 1978, he went to Southwestern, his alma mater, to be the executive vice president at that school. I was with him very closely for the 5 years that he served in that post, found him to be a man of rare insight, and more important in many ways than that, an ability to put that insight into packages of genuine truth, both in the life he lived and in the word he spoke. He then went to be our president at the Sunday School Board in 1984, in February that year, he was elected. He moved to Nashville and immediately joined in other respects the denomination's work and life there. We're delighted today to have him to come and speak to us, having already shared with us in his fine book last year, Blueprint, 10 Challenges for a Great People. Today we'll get to hear him in person as he elaborates, I'm sure, on those challenges as he sees them. Dr. Elder, we welcome you to Southeastern. We will hear to you gladly after the quiet.
Thank you. As we continue in the worship time, let me invite you to turn in your New Testament to 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, for one verse as the basis for our devotional message this morning. 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 18. And as you're turning, just simply to say, and very briefly, my deep gratitude to the President for that gracious introduction, for hosting us while we're on campus. How grateful I am to President Lawley, and pleased to be a part of this time of the Sunday School Board being on this marvelous campus. And express appreciation to Gerald Worrell and other students who have worked and coordinated to make this such a splendid time for our Sunday School Board personnel, the Brotherhood, to be on your campus, to fellowship with you and to work together this week. I am so very grateful for this and for Dr. Bruce Powers and others who have made possible our being here. Thank you a thousand times over, and I'll not make other comments about that, but it takes that kind of fellowship and comradeship in order to make this kind of week possible. As we come to the message, and since it is a devotional message, I've chosen to approach one theme, but to look at it from three different directions. The theme I want to approach is already announced for the week, at least for a portion of you, and that is growing people, growing churches. And as I approach that theme, to look at it from these three ways, first textually, and then personally, and then from our institution, the Baptist Sunday School Board. In doing that, and also in doing it in only a few moments, to simply take another journey with some fellow Southern Baptists, some fellow believers, to see how important it is what you're doing at Southeastern Seminary and what we're attempting to do at the Baptist Sunday School Board. Growing people, growing churches. I am convinced that there is no reason for Southeastern Seminary to exist or for the Baptist Sunday School Board to exist if it were not for the kind of theme that we have before us and the kind of purpose God has given to the local church. Growing people, growing churches. Now the text is one of my favorite. Perhaps it is one of your favorites. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. It is the kind of text that brings the Christian faith down to its very personal experience and dimension. It is the kind of text that makes it possible for us to grapple with the great issues of the Christian faith, not theoretically, but practically and personally. For it does have here an exhortation that comes to each one of us, not as ministers of the gospel first, but as believers in Jesus Christ. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it also has a fruition out of that. To Him be glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Not that I want to do an expository sermon on that text, because that would take the remainder of the time. But aren't you glad that you have been called to the kind of life and that you have the kind of biblical authority that calls upon you to deal with lives and to deal with churches, and to do so at the very point of the gospel of Jesus Christ, grow in grace and grow in knowledge. It is not simply head knowledge that makes us aware of the doctrines of Holy Scripture, but it is the gracious treatment God has given us in our life. It is grace and knowledge in which we are to grow as followers of Jesus Christ. Growing people, growing churches. I want to look at this in the second dimension, frankly, from a very personal look. For you see, if I were to do in just moments what you could do if we had all afternoon sharing with one another, almost every time I touch my life, I have touched it at the point of someone's gospel ministry. I was converted at age 18. Why? Because there was a college student who had gone for summer missions to First Southern Baptist Church, Fairbanks, Alaska, And because Southern Baptists, through many resources, had founded a Southern Baptist church 4,000 miles from my hometown of Dallas, Texas, and they were there in that remote frontier kind of town more than 30 years ago, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And though I will not get into the circumstances, I'm glad that Southern Baptists have been in the business of growing people and growing churches. And because of that, and God's own providence, I was saved. I was converted 4,000 miles away from home because of this kind of interest on the part of Southern Baptists. A year later in my home church, Field City Baptist Church, in Dallas, Texas, we had a revival meeting, and I was about to leave to go to college, and I was still struggling with what to do with my life. I knew God had been dealing with me and growing me, but at 19 years of age, I found myself coming out of the choir. It's about the last time they let me sing in the choir, but coming out of the choir and down to the front and making a decision about my life. God has called me to the gospel ministry, and there in a little old out-of-the-way church house in Dallas, Texas, one, a church that has been disbanded because industry moved into that area, I made a decision about the life direction. Growing people, growing churches, that's what Southern Baptists and that's what we are all about as we gather in this auditorium this morning. Just a year later, I stood at the altar of a little country church, Lebanon Baptist Church, and Sue and I exchanged vows. And we made a promise to one another that we would walk together in love and under the lordship of Christ for the rest of our lives. And again, there we were standing in a little country church house. And our lives were being touched by the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we were forever being changed because our vow to one another was made inside the context of the Christian gospel, growing people, growing churches. And still a year later, when I just passed my 21st birthday, to be called to the first church I ever pastored, a mission pastor, and there to pastor a congregation of 7 members, with attendance upwards of 12 and 13 sometimes on Sunday. But again, to reflect back on that experience is one of the largest experiences of my life, because what was it all about? It was still about the gospel of Jesus Christ, growing lives and growing churches. And I must leave off the testimony there simply to say that down through all the years and decades still, my life keeps coming in touch with the gospel and with ministers of the gospel, and with churches, to find out that that is a permanent, eternal impact of what God is all about. He wants to grow people, and He wants to grow churches. And in doing so, we have the biblical mandate, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory to the day of eternity. Amen. So whether you look at it from the text that I have shared, or the personal dimension, or think through the personal dimension of your own life, growing people, growing churches, and I'm glad to be a part of it. And for that reason, I'm equally pleased to be a part of the Baptist Sunday School Board. It's your board. I know that it's a large institution, and that it's in another city, and that it's a long ways from where we are right now. But I also know that God has called together 1,850 or so folk that are working there. There and in 62 other cities across the United States, in the Baptist bookstores and in the 2 conference centers, and all together there is an effort on the part of the Sunday School Board to do exactly the same thing to which I have been testifying. Growing people and growing churches. We have no other assignment. And although time is limited, I want to list at least 7 ways that we're committed to doing that in the immediate years to come, and in doing so to link our lives with the lives of each one of you as ministers of the gospel, and to link our lives and our hearts with this agency, this institution, Southeastern Seminary. And as we do that, to do so to the glory of Jesus Christ to the end of the day. And though I only list these, there's heart behind this. Those who are on your campus this week are representative of God-called men and women who have given themselves to the kind of task. Day in and day out, they'll work at it. And I'll mention it so briefly that it will almost pass from our attention. But I believe it will never pass from the attention of eternity. We're going to grow people and grow churches by trying to reach people for Jesus Christ. That is still right out at the front of the priority of the Baptist Sunday School Board and of Southern Baptists. We're not here to keep shop or to monitor what is happening, but to keep pressing on the frontiers to reach new people for Jesus Christ. And in many ways we'll be doing that, but one of which is to try to enroll 10 million people in Bible study by 1990, and in doing so, to do it one by one and church by church and family by family, because people need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And to reach people for Christ, we're going to train 1 million Sunday school workers, a standing army of 1 million people who will be personal witnesses to their faith in Jesus Christ. The second priority is to teach the Bible. There's absolutely no question in our mind or in your mind that the Bible is indeed inspired by our God, that it is authoritative in all matters of faith and practice, that it is the very foundation of the gospel ministry as well as life itself. And so we're going to publish Holy Scripture, more than 10 million copies perhaps before the end of this period is done. Already 5 million copies have been published of inexpensive New Testament to be sold to the local churches and given away to people as people are visited about faith in Jesus Christ. Bible distribution, and to teach the Bible in such a way that all the literature that we publish is an intention to get the Word of God out to the hearts of people. This world is still waiting for a word from God, and I believe that you and I have ways to get it to them as we grow people and grow churches. Third, to develop believers as Christians, as church members, as servants of the Lord, as witnesses, to develop believers as Baptists. This is a day when unapologetically, if you meet me on the street corner or talk to me around a coffee cup or here in the chapel, that I am going to be unapologetic about being a Southern Baptist and being proud of this denomination. That God has raised us up and brought us to this hour, not for us to fritter away our opportunity, but make a major impact in the denomination and in this world for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to develop believers who know that our rich heritage goes 450 years deep into the experience of mankind and stands for something worth standing for. That when we do our battles, we must do them not on the issues that will dissipate our energies, but on the issues that will bring people into contact with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to develop believers who believe in the competency of the soul, in salvation by grace through faith, in believers' baptism and Lord's Supper that indeed are symbolic of a real experience, of the priesthood of the believer. That I do not need to be told what I must believe, but I need under Holy Scripture to discover what God teaches me from His Word. In church autonomy, under the lordship of Christ, of religious liberty for all, and with the force of the state never bringing to bear an impression of the gospel of Christ, but for that to come out of the mandate of Holy Scripture and the power of God's Holy Spirit. The modern missionary movement was born in the heart of Baptists, and it is for us as Southern Baptists to grow up and develop believers who become a part of a new modern mission movement to press back the frontiers of lostness and bring men and women to God through Jesus Christ. The fourth priority among us to grow people and to grow churches is to strengthen families, my family and yours. This is not the easiest day to be a strong, loving, value-driven family. This is a good time for us to come back and in our churches and in all that we do in a seminary like this or in a board like ours to do what we can in the denomination to strengthen families in worship and in oneness and in living under the grace of God and under the kind of partnership that God gives inside the family. And fifth, to build up the churches, not just build up the churches now existing, but also to establish new churches. And by the end of this next five-year period, to work with the whole mission board and to work with the state conventions and with you ministers of the gospel to create 5,000 new Sunday schools and churches, lighthouses of the gospel of Jesus Christ that will make it possible for Southern Baptists to even reach more people and to grow them in the grace of Jesus Christ. The Sunday School Board is going to grow people and grow churches by supporting the worldwide missionary enterprise of Southern Baptists. We have a mandate from our Lord to go and make disciples of all nations. And although the Sunday School Board works internally in the nation, we want to have such an impact that Southern Baptists are even more equipped to take the gospel to the whole world. Let me close by simply reminding myself and saying to you that we have a commitment that we're going to grow people and grow churches by being a servant institution. Yes, Randall, I did research, think through, pray through, and feel about the book Blueprints. It has captured me not because it is published by Broadman or written by Elder, but I think within that one book there are at least my own heart and my head that we have not yet come to our finest days. That God in His sovereignty and providence is alone in control and alone ought to be in control. And if we are renewed in our spirit and in our organization structure as a denomination, and unit by unit, and agency by agency, and church by church, and believer by believer, if we're renewed by the Spirit of God and practice the kind of renewal that will allocate the resources of Southern Baptists toward a lost world, we are in for our best days. And though all around us there may be those who seem to be pessimistic, I am not, because it is the providence of God that brought us here. And it is the providence of God that will make us servant institutions. And therefore, as a servant institution, and therefore human, we will err. And when we err, we will say, we're sorry, but we won't give up and quit. We'll work on and work on until Jesus Christ Himself returns and say, 'Tis done, if not, well done. And so we, along with you at the Sunday School Board, we accept the challenge to walk by personal faith in Jesus Christ and to do our ministry as servant leaders and to work inside of this great denomination in such a way that to Him indeed is the glory to the very day of eternity. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Elder. Today at 2 o'clock in the building here, downstairs in classroom 101, Dr. Elder will be available for a dialogue with you students who might want to talk to him about some things he said today, some things he wrote in Blueprints, or some things we have all read about in the offices of the Sunday School Board, the trustees of the Sunday School Board, and so forth, in the last several months. So you'll not want to miss your chance to get to talk to him. 2 o'clock today in Binkley 101. Let's stand, if you will, for our concluding prayer. Father, as we part this place, we do so keenly aware that we really have worshiped. We have sung the good news. We have rung the good news. We have read the good news. We have heard the good news. Now help us to go forth and live it. In the strong name of Jesus. Amen.